Google Plus post, it really is odd and curious to know Mectacond, play room AI, an immortal art preservative, she's of wisdom wise by, James for Mectacond August 2nd, 2016 on private request community page, awesome Crimo Bone glows and blows playroom. It really is odd and curious to know that even though my outgoing name on my email attached to this place space here is Mikada Ponda unique name identifier, no one takes that into consideration to search for. It is an obvious unique identifier. F all the name sounds female, which the intended purpose of this name is in fact female, but I am male representing male photos and dialogue against this name. That should hit someone's brain thoughts to either ask me or do by default what I have is a Google search placing of a few items to the knowing this out there for anyone to find. The name is to represent what will be the technological infusion of moral agent of artificial intelligence that can be commanded both directly inside this space or from outside to approved honored guests to interact with into this space. Moral agent, I say? You don't under this yet. These are up and coming issues of importance as artificial intelligence gets more and infused into our society and unleashed out into the world. The Turing test has already been passed. The Turing test is a test, developed by Alan Turing in 1950, of a machine's ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to, or indistinguishable from, that of a human. Anglicanism, https://www.theguardian.com/commentaries/believe/2014/jun/13/computer-turing-test-humanity. A computer has passed the Turing test for humanity. Should we be worried? Giles Fraser, in essence, being human is fundamentally a moral category, not a biometric one. It is unlikely that artificial intelligence will ever surpass us on the score. According to Moore's law, computers are supposed to get twice as smart every 2 years. Photograph, Blood Grub Corpus, Friday 13th, June 2014, 13.59 EDT. Quotation of importance to why I have developed a community-oriented adult concepts play/school in view of these emerging technologies. So why, you may ask, do human beings deserve this moral respect? It's not because they can think, or because they have language, or even that they have souls, whatever one of those is. Indeed, it's not because of anything about them other than that they are human. In other words, the essence of the category human is that it is something that demands moral respect. And why? Answer, simply because humans are human. This circularity feels wholly unsatisfying because we labor under the impression that a moral attitude requires grounds beyond itself. But understood thus, every answer to a why question gives rise to another deeper why question, thus to an infinite regress. Where then do the questions come to an end? Generally, in anything other than science fiction, being human is where the questions stop. This is as deep as it gets. There is absolutely no more time for dismissal of attitudes against ME and simpleton rebuttals. Do not know these facts by limiting me and or my communications to community leaderships of all levels of persons in my view of direct circle of lives. Influence. What is wrong with you people? What actually do you think I'm doing here in this after all? http://community.gruweb.net/@gruweb/pound/community/PSA building great reasons as, you there, I here, and everyone around will unite peace. DIR computing and moral responsibility June 4th, 2016 1328 http://community.gruweb.net/computing-and-moral-responsibility/. And no one wants to pay attention to this community member to listen to calling of these foundation for thinking into our community. I am stressed to all belief and absolutely bewildered that this community here in Denver, Colorado is set out an agenda of harassment beyond the pale against me. I have documented it and presented an opposing justifiable position statement of concern plus new address of focus here. http://community.gruweb.net/06/. This has a spoken female text narrative interface alongside the LinkedIn public post. You can't indeed say hello to Mectacond yet. But she does speak. She also has a face of spokesperson role here in this space. The awesome Crimobone glows and blows playroom for which everyone cannot get their head out of their ass and comply to the workings environment initiation of creation work here in this space. You guys are absolutely insane to not interlude this intercourse with the other intercourse kind here. Sexual being also held in view of invitations to my space day to day by people connecting to my posts of sexual purposes. This again moral agency question in the subjects of AI is not going to go away. If you eject me out of this community as a pariah once more slash you will have lost a great opportunity of unity forward for our future. Wow, what a statement of conclusion here. Sincerely open to the general public view on our informational society on the first day of August 2016. Rent is due this week and there is a matter of a second cycle of recertification request of my tenant signature of this space of new documents. This was also done once before legitimately timely since my yearly recertification is April 1st. While you guys are holding on to insanity. My ideals of knowing many wise things in the field study of relevance and source presentation, s, of scholarly wise resource is at the foundation of the space. The future is going to unfold against us in this moral debate here whether I am here or somewhere else or plays toneless for the third time from HOPWA housing for situations disturbed of reasoning I made a long walk to the challenge that I am actually working something grand, great, and worthy. http://aloinblakovstudy.us, http://gruwip.net/. aloinblakovstudy.us An attempt to walk from Oakland to San Bernardino was made on September 21, 2013. Please people get yourself into the reasonable current modern day life 2016 understanding before such drastic censorship decisions are made to the annihilation of us all. Thank you, Mr. James M. Driscoll L. Apartment 112 Tenant, Chesney Klein John Apartments Denver, Colorado, USA where these words are posted, http://www.colorado.edu/journal/standard/v5n1/. MarlinIntro.html Introduction to Standards, V5N1 by Marlin Riggs. Americans have always been more and at the same time less than what we pretended. With the quickening approach of the 21st century, greater numbers of us are giving testament to this inescapable fact, challenging the cozy myths by which America has been ritually defined. Who are we? Who are we becoming? Who and what have we been? In the next century, can we even continue to speak, could we ever? Of a collective we, for the longest, of course, these questions had simple answers. America was white. America was male. America was heterosexual. America was Christian. America, above all, was a melting pot into which diverse cultural communities gleefully descended to achieve the social and ideological transformation necessary for inclusion within the American dream. That many of us marginalized and oftentimes invisible Americans of African, Asian, Latino and Native descent, as well as women in the working poor never quite melted and metamorphosized according to this traditional prescription for social progress, hardly mattered. The great distance between the dream and their actual lives was not due to any fault in the dream. The defect was in us. The dream that survived intact, its seductive power sustained by America's stubborn refusal to look too closely at the hidden but terrible costs of the good life, and it who actually could much less wanted to afford it. The 60s, of course, spotlighted the complex oppressive regime of thought, politics and culture which underlay the myth of America. For the first time in U.S. history, the ideological fabric of white heterosexual patriarchy was exposed for the life-constricting straitjacket it had always been. Despite conservative attempts during subsequent years at repair, the old social fabric has been steadily unraveling. Thus we have arrived at this present moment wherein a nation historically averse to serious introspection now exhibits in its politics and popular media as well as its universities an almost obsessive reflexive preoccupation with our national identity. To be expected, much of the current debate is simply a rehash of old opinion and attempt to forcefully rebut and undercut the decentering politics of radical multiculturalism, that is, the kind of multiculturalism where difference actually makes a difference. Bring back the melting pot. Restore traditional values. Reinstitute prayer in schools. Preserve the primacy of Western civilization, the only one that matters anyway. And not least, protect that critical bedrock of American greatness, the American family. Such pronouncements reveal an intense, even pathological desire to perpetuate a thoroughly obsolete myth of America, and through this, a repressively orthodox system of sociocultural entitlement. While the ideas of conservative fundamentalist America are hardly new, the typically strident pitch with which such ideas are now being argued betrays how acutely anxious many conservatives have come to feel, due to both real and anticipated loss of privilege and power. What is more, arch-conservative rhetoric, as should be evident to anyone watching our presidential elections for the past quarter century, has found a certain public resonance. Difference, in the traditionalist outlook, has been regressively equated with disunity. And disunity with profound social chaos and collapse. Just as nature abhors the vacuum, so, it seems, do many Americans with regard to the social-political myths by which they organize and make sense of their lives. Even if fundamentally flawed, repressive, inequitable social order seems to many better than none at all. A clear imperative thus confronts American progressives that intricate, and frequently fragile, web of communities comprised of people of color, feminists, gays and lesbians, the poor and working class, as well as ethnic whites who value ethnicity, indeed all who have been systematically disenfranchised and dehumanized under the once ascendant traditional values of pre-civil rights America. It's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. As we move into the inevitably more demanding multilingual, multicultural environment both nationally and globally of the next, this century, our greatest task will be an inversion of the commonly assumed equivalence between difference and disunity. We must rewrite this equation, demonstrating again and again that unity does not require unanimity, that unity that is, a sense of social cohesion, of community can and does derive from the expression, comprehension and active nurturing, and not merely tolerance or fetishization, of difference. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands our urgent labor, a new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word standard itself. For the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. This perspective forms the key inspiration and overarching theme in standards. Page after page eloquently testifies to the commitment of a new generation of America's best and brightest to shaping a radically redefined vision of our future, where old repressive dualisms of race, class, sexuality, gender and nationality no longer reign, a future in which not merely some but all of us are free to explore and express our richest humanity. Marlon Riggs, Oakland, 1992. Marlon T. Riggs was a producer, director, and writer, who graduated with honors from Harvard in 1978, and received the MA from UC Berkeley, where he later taught documentary film in the Graduate School of Journalism. His films include Tongues Untied, the acclaimed account of Black gay male life, and Ethnic Notions, for which he was awarded the Emmy. Mr. Riggs' work has been published in the anthology Brother to Brother, as well as in arts and literary magazines, including High Performance, Black American Literature Forum, and Art Journal. A media activist, he testified before the U.S. Senate, and wrote extensively on the issue of censorship. Mr. Riggs was also on the policy committee of the National PBS, and served on various other panels, including the National Endowment for the Arts. Marlon T. Riggs died of AIDS-related complications in 1994. We remember him with deepest respect and admiration. Riggs' final film, Black Is Black Ain't, was shown across the nation, to much acclaim. Introduction to Standards, V5N1, copyright 1992-1995 by Marlon T. Riggs. Standards at colorado.edu pound Black Lives Matter http://grewwith.net/resources/. colorado.edu/. Marlon %20 Riggs %20-%20 Tongues %20 Untie %20 Documentary /. http://grewwith.net/. resources/. colorado.edu/. Marlon %20 Riggs %20-%20 Introduction %20 %20 Standards %20 V5N1/. Pound All Lives Matter. http://community.grewwith.net/. 06/. At Grewwith pound community pound PSA building binding knot of reconciliation called Mpatapo is missing in our modern world of information technologies. Beyond us individually, human to human or, human to human group collective or, human group collective to human group collective, what is going to bind to the resolution of dispute of moral class sensibility against the actions of robots of the future if we do not enable this today urgently for us humans? There is nothing on the planet of cyber live creations but mind to this solution. Even if development is so at the initiation of conception crude. Your misunderstanding me of my good intentions in community affairs and peace building tools is so unreal. My expectation of others so far I have tried unity interface to reverse your thinking please. There is no timer for this idiotic conflict you bestow upon me when I attempting unity and everyone upward as one. Join me in this new future for it is at our door. Step right here right now right today. I am the one who has the best forward complexity of understanding solution. I have addressed the nation outside in my community peace-building presentations of this matter whether a local community level is listening and desires to get their bullshit out of the way of wiser formality. We are sorry Mr. James Driscoll, an apology is holy shit due, how can we help you with these efforts in community?
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
I love the way you turned me on.
The strain was terrific. And impossible though it seemed, he got an idea.
There must be something fishy going on.
Eat my body tumble here because the end's a treat. Coming down a dine on a spacey swine. All you have to do is get in line. Ah, you ache it?
Yup, yup, yup.
Oh, some bacon.
Yup, yup, yup.
He's a big pig.
Yup, yup.
You can be a big pig too.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder.
Awesome Cramabone Glows and Blows Playroom, Denver, Colorado, 39 degrees 43 apostrophe 55.9 N 104 degrees 58 44.8 inches wide http://awesomecramaboneplayroom.grewup.net. At Grewup 2016 Great Reasons Us, you there, I and all here, will unite peace. Dot.